Some people who have been working from home want to continue working from home. As a real estate agent, I have always worked from home, just not my home.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hello, Mark. This is the Count. You sold my house last week, but you forgot to shut the curtain. I suffered a mild burn. Are you going to bring me an offer? Call me after sunset.
Is that daylight savings time or standard time? Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Speaking of the California Association of Realtors, today's guest is the Deputy Chief Economist for the California Association of Realtors. He was on, I think, just when the pandemic hit, Oscar Way. He analyzes economic and policies, housing markets, analytics in real estate finance, consumer research and real estate trends, housing market forecasts. Oh, let's see what he's got to say. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. I'll do in the first segment. Sadly, we have broken the four-week streak of having more inventory at the end of the week, snapshot in time, compared to last year at the same time. It was very slight, but it was better than fewer numbers. And this year, this week, for the week ending June 3rd, 2022, we have a net number of single-family homes from CARP to Goleta. That means they're not in escrow. Of 136 homes, last year at this time, 138. And compare that to 328 in 2020, and then in the 400s, if you go to 2019, back to 2017. Go back to the highest. What year is the highest? 2009, at least on the 22nd week of the year, we had 625 listings to view and buy today and last year, 136, 138. Year-to-date sales, this is through the week ending June 3rd, 2022, the 22nd week of the year. Median price of $2,320,000. Compare that to 2021's median price year-to-date of $2,050,000. We ended up, for the entire year, 2021, at $1,962,000. But you go to prior years of 2020, 2019, and 2018 on the 22nd week of the year, and it was about $1,360,000 range. Number of sales, well, 433. Was that my George Bush impression? I just saw a Simpson episode from maybe 1996 where George Bush, I think he voiced it, was on The Simpsons. Number of sales, 433. Let's skip comparing it to last year's number of sales for the first 22 weeks and go to 2020 when it was 347. So that's interesting. 2020, we had 328 listings to choose from on the 22nd week of the year versus today, 136. And yet, 433 sales year to date, and in 2020, only 347. 2019, it was 433, the same number. 2018, it was 421, debris flow, Thomas Fire. 2017, it was 458. So 433 is not only respectable, it's a good number. And when you compare it to as a percentage of the inventory, it's an extraordinary number. But when you compare it to last year's number of 615, it's dwarfed by last year's number. But last year was a true anomaly. Taking a look at Montecito only for the first 22 weeks of the year, number of sales, 83. 2020, it was 68. 2019, 65. 2018, debris flow, only 46. 2017, 71. So Montecito has the highest number of sales for the first 22 weeks of the year, going back to 2017, except for last year when it was 153. I mean, it's just bizarre. Last year was bizarre. Median price this year, Montecito, for the first 22 weeks of the year, $5,640,000. Last year, $5,050,000. As my father used to say, unbelievable. Going back in time, 2020, the median price in Montecito was more like 2.9, 2.8, 2.5, almost 3 million in 2017. And then you jump to 2021, just over 5 million, and now 2022, Montecito only, 5,640,000. Okay, we'll do the weekly multiple listing sales update in the fourth segment. I read an article a couple of weeks ago. We had a neighbor on, lives up on the Riviera, who is not pleased that a Picasso home sold next to him. He got eight new neighbors instead of one. And I read an article where one of the owners of that Picasso home spoke out. He was interviewed. And he thinks of it as his neighborhood. He's sorry he got off the wrong foot with his party. Music ended at 8:30 p.m. They were gone by 9 p.m. It was just one party. And he has a different take on the impact of Picasso on the home market. He said he tried to buy a second home a number of times. He has two daughters attending UCSB. And he tried to buy a second home in Santa Barbara for $1.5 million. Kept missing out. His rationale is that he bought this 1/8 share, as did seven others, so that means there are seven other homes on the market because they didn't buy a second home. Well, you could argue that point and show that he actually never bought a house. He didn't buy a house. He couldn't buy a house because there's so few houses to buy. There's so much competition. So maybe those eight people never would have bought a house, or maybe they would eventually. But certainly that one house was taken off the market. So, musical shares with Picasso. I wonder if I have the... I started to talk last week about Shoreline Drive. There are a number of homes. And I thought I'd finish that story. And if I had it in front of me, I could do that. But Jaron must have misfiled it. So I'll leave you with this. Yeah, I bet you're a member of Costco. So I had a question about last year's something, and they said, well, you should get the phone app, Costco phone app. I said, all right, so I get the Costco phone app. So then they have want to verify your ID. And what's one of the first questions? What do you think it is? Your elementary school, your grandmother's maiden name? The name of your first pet, the name of your first car. No, it said, verify the approximate square footage of your house. I looked at that, and I thought it was candid camera. They listed a condo I lived in 1984 on North San Marcos Road. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They said North San Marcos Road is in what zip code? So asking to see if I would know that. What state did you live in from 1971 to 1973? And there might have been one more. First, I never gave this information to them when I applied for a Costco membership. And you talk about Big Brother. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just for a Costco phone app. God bless them. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll have Oscar Way, deputy senior economist with the California Association of Realtors. We'll have him weigh in on the housing market. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.